Hello everyone, I'm Jacob Logan, your inspirational guru. My concept is living life. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. The show will continue with Jacob Speaks Out. But on this particular segment, I want to do something for all the people that have lost someone in this past year. And I know a lot of people have had tremendous losses. And my heart goes out to all. I too have experienced loss of a loved one. My father passed away October the 9th. And I tell you, death, yes, it's inevitable. Yes, we are guaranteed that we are going to experience that moment. But I tell you what, I have come to the realization that life is short. And if you have the time, spend it with your loved ones. You know, my higher power and I will call my higher power by God. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And no pun intended to those that do not have the same belief that I do. It's fine. But I'm speaking on me. My higher power states, the Holy Bible, do not sever ties to the womb. Keep your family close. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we find ourselves estranged, distanced from our families. And then that unforeseeable moment comes upon us. Bring some families together and separate some families. In the death of my father, Jacob Wilson Logan Jr., a great man in his own right, he brought his family back together. In the wake of his death, he brought his children back together. It was very peaceful. Please excuse my moments of silence. because this is still very fresh and very tender and very touchy to me. When I was told of my father's illness and the severity of the situation, everything changed again in my life. I had already had put together several things that I thought were very important that needed closure. And that was me showing remorse, empathy, and sympathy towards those that I had done wrong. And as being an adult, it was something that I could not downplay or put aside. So, in my travels back to Maryland, where I'm from, to be at my dying father's side, I took it upon myself to make right a lot of ugliness that I had set forth back when I was a silly youngster with no direction. And I'm going to say this. By me making amends to those that I had disappointed and hurt deeply, took such a load off of me. And the most beautifulest thing occurred was that my apologizing and showing accountability and wanting to make what I had done wrong right made me feel so good. And it was accepted. It was accepted by those that I had done wrong. Now, I'm quite sure some of you listeners out there are probably wondering, where am I going with this? Where am I going with this? It's simple as this. That we have to atone for what we put out, good or bad. And if you know that you've done wrong and you have the opportunity to make it right, make it right. Clean it up. Because when the clock stops ticking and life passes you by, either be self or those that didn't get the right shake, the best of the deal, because you played the short hand. Can't bring it back. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to get off of what was holding me down for a long time. To let it go. And to be accepted, that my apologies was accepted. And that the love was still there. So, just as words of encouragement and food for thought, come off the high horse. And forgive yourself for the shortcomings that you've put forth. And if you're able to make amends to those that fell into that tyranny, make it right. Make it right. Because see, good living and living life and wellness and the cognitive change is turning, man, all of that ugliness around and making it good, prosperous, and productive. But do it from the heart because you mean it. Don't say that you're sorry for something that you're not and you're still acting the same as you were. Be congruent and authenticate. The remorse. Because life is short. And life is fragile. You know, both of my parents, wonderful people. And both of my parents apologized to me, as well as I apologized to them. There's still some things, a whole lot of things that I want to rectify and make better, but it may not occur. But that's okay, though. I know within my heart that my arrogance, ignorance, and childish behaviors I was wrong, and I didn't mean it. So, you know, in the midst of all of that, I dealt with death. Watching my father die and having to make decisions. That I didn't want to have to make. Because so many mistakes have already been made. I don't want to make any more mistakes. But I know that I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes, and it's okay. It's okay. I'm more conscientious. I really am. And I do not take for granted the help, the aid, the kindness, the compassion. That others have given me. I want to give this shout out in remembrance of my father, Jacob Wilson Logan Jr., the man rather known as Big Jake, my father. My dad, whom I cherish, admire, respect, and most of all, love. I remember as a child watching you, Dad, and admiring your style. Always yearning to be as strong and determined as you. My dad, as I saw him, taught me to be a man, a gentleman of class, dignified, and real with self. And true to others, and a lover of life. Jacob truly lived life, never allowing adversity to hold him back. Jacob, the artist, a creative genius, saw the world as no other man did. Jacob grew up in an era of change, his mind never relaxing, which fueled his body to strive forward through all adversities. True to his work, allowing us to see what it means to be black and proud, bold and beautiful, elegant. A man that displayed intelligence, loyal to his family and those that were true to him. Growing up, I thought my dad was hard. But now I know why. Jacob Wilson Logan Jr. only wanted his beloved son to grow and be a Logan man, and for his beloved daughters to be ladies as like his mother and sisters. My dad, yes, did it his way. But I say this, he never once stopped trying to fulfill his daddy's shoes. Dad, I, too, am trying to fulfill your shoes. Though our time was short, it was awesome sharing life with you. Hey, Jacob, my father, my hero. We laughed, we argued, we shared deep thoughts of wisdom. And most of all, you never gave up on me nor my sisters. Thank you for being you. And allowing us, your children, to be our own persons. My dad told me how pleased and proud he was of his children. Every time my dad would say, never stop trying, no matter how many pitfalls you may encounter. And grasp the good times while keeping the memories at heart. Tell y'all something. He told me a secret. Never get comfortable. Damn, I miss you. I really miss you, Dad. Though I know he's free now to be able to roam freely, as my mother, wife said, my aunt said, he's at peace, free from this jungle. I tilt my head to you, Dad. You did it your way, all the way to the last breath, just like your dad, my grandfather did. Y'all brought life, change, hope, and desire to this world. Job well done. It's your time to rest, be at peace, and enjoy being in the presence of our Creator, God, and your parents, whom will be welcoming you in the gates of heaven. I hear your voice saying to us all, love y'all. See you when I see you. The memories of you will never be forgotten. In remembrance of you, Big Jake, your loving son, Jacob III. You know, grieving, I can't explain it. The emptiness that you endure, all the emotions that come within. But I've come to grips somewhat in realizing that the time that I was able to spend with him through phone calls was the greatest moments, man, of my life. So, to all those that have endured loss of a loved one, we've got to keep moving forward. Chin up. And just know that they took care of theirs. We got to take care of ours for the time that we have. And that in this time that we have, to utilize it most wisely. Because when it's done, it's done. And how you choose to be remembered is only by what you put forth. I want to be remembered with dignity and good thoughts. I want to be able to leave behind wisdom, knowledge, compassion, and a new road to the continued evolution of our existence. So, my condolences go out to all those that share that emptiness, that pain, that void. And I want to thank my family for all the love and support that they've shown. I'm not alone. So, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence to give reverence to those that have came, walked, and have left. Peace be upon them. Thank you. Once again, I want to thank everyone for taking the time out to just hear what's being said, and to just take a moment out of your routine and just consider where you are. Are you happy with where you are? And if change needs to be, please find it. Find it in yourself to have the courage to turn a new chapter in the book of your life. If I could be of aid and assistance through my inspiration, my thoughts and words and concept, the tools that I'm trying to provide, please let me help you. Life is important, and your life is important. No matter what your condition is, your life is important. Please understand and remember that. And never forget it. And don't allow anyone to piss on your parade. Don't be used and abused, bamboozled or hoodwinked by the ignorance of others. Stand up for your rights and take charge of your life and make a difference, please, for us all. Blessed be upon us all. Thank you. I am your inspirational guru, and it's been a pleasure. Until we do this again, as my daddy would say, love y'all, and we'll see you and hear from you when we see you and hear from you. Take care.